We're talking to New South Wales leader of One Nation, Mark Latham. Mark, let's do some listener questions, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
This is from Matt. He said, I'd like to hear Mark's opinion on the federal leader of the Greens, Adam Bandt, and his phone calls to South Korean leaders. Bandt, in these phone calls, was attempting to influence and push his zero emissions agenda. Your thoughts, Mark?
Well, that's appalling, really, because he's trying to do Australians out of jobs. We export coal to South Korea, and some of it comes from the Hunter Valley, which is very coal-dependent, tens of thousands of jobs that rely on the coal industry. So Bandt can have his global climate change agenda, but shouldn't Australian jobs come first? And, you know, it sort of borders on a treachery to be ringing up a foreign country that takes the coal, that employs Australians, helps to put, you know, a roof over their heads and educate their children and so forth, to try and do those people out of a job with no guarantee that this gets an environmental outcome. So, you know, it's 100% disgrace.
Matt says, what can be done in Parliament to stop this oxygen thief?
Well, vote him out. I'm always advocating for that. But hopefully the South Koreans would think, you know, this is a strange guy from Australia trying to increase the unemployment rate in his own country, and he's not representing the Australian government, and hopefully the South Koreans would have the good sense just to hang up on the bludger.
Harry says, what happened in the Queensland election? One Nation got annihilated. Should One Nation get rid of James Ashford? It's Ashby,
well,
isn't it?
I wouldn't say we got annihilated. We got 8% of the vote coming off a 2017 election where it was very different. Of course, no COVID. The Labor Party wasn't running with the One Nation slogan about strong borders. And in 2017, those debates between the Labor-Liberal leader, the One Nation state leader at that time, Steve Dixon, was part of the debates. It was seen as a three-way contest, but so much harder to cut through in the COVID media environment. But, you know, in terms of the hard, cold result at the end, it matters how many parliamentary seats you get. One Nation had one seat, Stephen Andrew, in the seat of Mirani, and he actually got a 5% swing to him and held his seat and did better than 3 years ago. So for the one person we had there, they've only got the lower house. They've got no upper house. They abolished that years ago in Queensland. So it's hard to win lower house seats. One Nation had a single seat, and that guy got a swing to him. So it's not quite the disaster that's
Harry said it was.
But a very tough election, and of course, no one likes to see their overall vote go backwards.
Harry did say, when will you challenge for the leadership?
Well, I am the leader of the state party here.
Exactly.
We've got two in the upper house and looking to build on that. So I had my go at federal politics, and I ain't going back. Hopefully I'm doing a good job in Macquarie Street, and that's where I'm certainly based for the next 6.5 years of my term.
Adam says there was talk earlier this year of changes being made to stamp duty on properties, where stamp duty could be paid over a number of years instead of a lump sum upfront payment. I was wondering if this is still being considered.
Yeah, I'm expecting it'll be part of the New South Wales budget that Treasurer Perrottet will deliver in 2 weeks' time. And the idea there is that home buyers or land buyers will have a choice. You can pay your stamp duty up front, or you can pay the equivalent of a land tax over a longer period of time. So if you're someone, for instance, who you're going to buy a place and you've got a plan to live there for 30 years, you'll probably pay your stamp duty up front rather than a tax over a 30-year period. It'll cost you more in the long run. But if you're sort of a property hopper and you might only be there 3 or 4 years, you'll just pay the lower level of tax every year for the 3 or 4 years rather than the bigger stamp duty amount up front, because stamp duty, it's a fair old whack, I can tell you.
They talked about payroll tax too. Are they going to do anything with payroll tax?
There's some concessions out there. The New South Wales plan is to lift the threshold to match Queensland. I think you need a payroll of $1 million or more to be actually paying payroll tax in New South Wales, so, you know, that's a pretty handy concession for small business, but they're always trying to lift the threshold as much as possible so a bigger number of small to medium-sized businesses don't have to pay it.
We live in funny times. We had the Melbourne Cup with not a crowd, not a person in sight on Tuesday, and then last night we had State of Origin, and it's sort of after the grand final, and we have the next one, game two next week, and game three the week after. Your thoughts? Were you surprised last night at the result of the State of Origin?
No, not really. Queensland, you never underrate them. We've seen them as underdogs so many times win that first game in particular. They play on heart and passion. The New South Wales boys were very flat. It almost looked like they, sort of thought they had it in the bag at half time. Maybe they believed all their publicity that they were the superior team. They were the superior team on paper. Mm-hmm. Much better players, really, on the open market in the NRL. But you've got to say, over the 40 years of State of Origin, Queensland's always been more passionate and determined to play for their jersey, play for their state. You know, I don't like to say that, but I think it's true. And unless New South Wales gets the equal level of energy and commitment to the jumper and playing for their state, we'll end up with the same result. Because, quite frankly, last night, in large part, didn't they look like strangers to each other?
They did.
They just met each other 5 minutes before the game. Whereas Queensland looked like they had a lot better level of cohesion. Maybe it was the difference they had Wayne Bennett and we had Freddie Fittler.
I've got to go to the news. Time goes quick when we talk to you. Thanks, as always, for your time. We'll catch up next Thursday.
Yeah, pleasure. Thanks, Brent.
Thanks,
all the best.
Mark. See you, mate. Bye-bye.